Don't want to bend too far.
Trying to get as close as you can.
Dangerous chair, this.
Camera's right to go. Everyone's phones are on silent. Yeah. Who'd like to ask the first question?
Good.
Probably a little bit. I think when two blokes are striking the ball that well, ball skidding on nicely, we obviously needed a wicket. We needed to break that partnership at some stage. But I suppose once Ali got his 100, he started to play a few more shots and started to try and take on the fielders a bit more, which probably played into our hands a bit. It was, I think, with the ball being wet and heavy, it was actually hard to clear the rope, and if we could break that partnership, it was going to be hard for a new batter to start. So just try to apply as much pressure on the new batter as possible, and then that went well for us, I suppose, from there on. Yeah, I suppose they never really had that big over to sort of break the game, so we were able to sort of just hold and hold and hold, and without them sort of getting away and killing the game. So I thought we did a really good job to sort of keep the run rate at bay, not let it sort of get under six in the later stages, and let them sort of cruise at the back end. They still had to sort of play some shots. The outfield was obviously pretty wet and slow, and with the slightly bigger boundaries and as I said, a wet, heavy ball that wasn't really travelling that far. With the conditions, that probably the pitch was a little bit better, but the outfield was obviously a bit slower as well.
Well, why did you miss the 100s? We met under 98 and still missing that, or second IDC Defenders 100?
Yeah, I'm not going to look back on my career when I'm done and think about all the 100s I missed. I'm going to think about the successes, the wins that we had, and it would have been nice to get 100, but I was really happy with the way I played today to put that partnership on with Carey to get us to a total that we thought we could defend. And I was really proud about the way I went about it. The 100 doesn't really matter too much to me.
Rob?
Yeah, I suppose I've been able to come in at different times and have an impact, I suppose. I think the last two games I've come in a bit earlier when we've lost a few wickets back-to-back, and there's been actually a little bit of pressure on when I've gone out. So it's actually been nice to get through that, be able to get myself into my innings and not just sort of go out there and play a cameo knock, I suppose, in the last 10 overs. And I was able to get myself in and then really assess the conditions from there. And that's just playing to the conditions and playing it how you should, I suppose, as a middle order batter. And those sorts of opportunities probably more come out when conditions are tough and the top orders found it difficult. That's why they get out, and that's why you go in, I suppose, at those times. So for me, it's about getting through those tough times and giving myself that chance to actually be able to go at the back end. And I've made a lot of mistakes, I suppose, as a middle order batter, and haven't quite made it to the time where I can go. So it was nice to actually be there for the back end and delay, I suppose, the bigger hitting to a little bit later, and when we felt like we could comfortably get to a total that we could defend. Yeah, I think it's one of those games where, because we've had a bit of winning momentum behind them, you find a way to win these. And I think if you look back even 6-7 months, probably even less, we were probably on the other side of that. We were finding way to lose when we were in winning positions. So it's a funny thing, winning momentum. When you're winning games, you just find a way to win. And that's a great thing about this group at the moment. We're finding ways to win and in different conditions and different ways. And that ball getting really wet, it was hard for us to, I suppose, control that partnership through the middle. And they were batting really well. The wicket was skidding on nicely. And yeah, we just had to hang in there for a little bit longer. I suppose that's why I'm really proud of this group. We just hung in there and were able to just sort of keep the run rate at bay. Oh, not really. I think we've seen a lot of gun Pakistani batters come through and play well, and they play these conditions so well. And as I said, like, the ball wasn't really the ball was skidding on pretty nicely under lights with a bit of dew as well. So he batted beautifully at the start in those first 10 overs. He batted really nice, picked off anything over pitched, and pulled really well as well. He put us under pressure at the start and batted well through the middle. Sorry, what was the question? Yeah, obviously Kane got his chance today. And I think Jason was a bit sick today, so hopefully he's in good health and we've got a bit more firepower on the bench. But we've obviously rested Paddy as well. I think he's number one in the world or pretty close to it. He's absolute superstar. So we've got plenty of firepower on the bench, and even Ashton Turner won us a game in India off his own bat. So there's plenty of firepower on our bench. Yeah, I was a bit surprised that it tailed in, to be honest. The field he set, I thought it was going to tail away, and it was the first ball I'd faced of that new spell, and he got the ball to swing back in, and I was looking to hit him over mid-off, and when it bowled me, I was like, he's completely done me there, and I walked off, and Kumar told me to wait around, but every time the umpire tells you to do that, you're just waiting around and looking like a silly bloke and just standing there in the middle of the ground. So I just started walking off, and then I looked up and saw JL behind the laptop, and he started smiling and put his hand up and said, go back there, and looked up at the screen and overstepped. So it was nice to get a second chance. No, he was actually pretty calm, to be honest. Yeah, don't often see him, I suppose, that calm in a situation like that. It obviously helps having already won the series, but I think he was really good, and even better to give me a couple of overs when I felt like I had him under control. And it is a wrist bowling, I suppose, an off spinner, to a right-handed batter who's on 100 in the last 5 or 6 overs. So that was a risk, and we just felt like the ball was so heavy and soft, and that it was going to be hard for him to clear the guys on the fence. And we were able to, as I said, keep the run rate at bay, and even putting 5 fielders out straight away when other people might have thought we needed to bring people up to try and get wickets. It's probably not the way to do it. You find you can get dot balls over here with people trying to make something, and they were looking for boundaries all the time. So. So they had to try and clear the guys on the fence, and as I said, it wasn't that easy. Yeah, they're certainly going to get plenty of cricket over in the IPL, and it's great to hear Davey doing well. He got 85 in the first game as well, so I know Sunrise is going to be pretty happy to have him back. I think he's been the leading run scorer for the 3 years he's played there. So he's on fire over there, and it's good to see. And looking forward to them joining up with us. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's an exciting proposition for us, and that's all the motivation you need, I suppose, to have a clean sweep in a foreign country after we haven't had a lot of success over the last 12 months. it'd be great for this group to win 5-0. I feel like we've played some extremely good cricket over here. We've adapted brilliantly to different conditions, and everyone's chipped in at different times as well. It's been a really good team effort the whole time over here. So one more big effort for us over here, and then blokes can take their holidays. Yeah, we've had a few good partnerships, myself and Alex, and I think we just gel really well. He's really busy. He's able to get off strike, and if I'm hitting a couple of boundaries, he's able to keep my momentum up by sort of getting up the other end. And he was able to chip in with a couple of boundaries every now and then as well. So if I was having a couple of tough overs, he was able to sort of take over for a bit while I was struggling. And he certainly did that from, I think, about the 40, I'd say late 30s to 45th over, where I wasn't really hitting the ball that well, and he was able to take over and score really, really consistently. So he played that role beautifully today, and with his sweeps reversing, he played the quicks really well. He's just a great guy to have. We run really well between wickets, even though we still try to run each other out a couple of times. But I really enjoy it. He's such a great team man as well, and he did everything I suppose he should do.
Last question.
I thought he did really well. I thought he had some really good fields, and I thought he did pretty well. His bowling changes were fine. I suppose I didn't notice it too much. I was just trying to get to myself to the 45th or 46th over so I could start teeing him up. But I thought he did a good job. He mixed him up. Didn't really let you settle too much. The spin was obviously really hard through the middle when it was dry, and it was holding a little bit inconsistent, so he kept them going. Left a few overs of himself and Yasir in case they got a wicket so they could bring them back on, but I suppose that was the key thing between myself and Alex to get that partnership going a little bit longer so then we could take on the spin, I suppose, later on. And that can go one or two ways, I suppose, as a captain. If you keep the spinners on for a little bit longer, all of a sudden you're bowling the same quick for a longer period of time at the back end, and you can get used to them. And I thought he did really well to actually mix it up, but as I said, they could have got a wicket and they could have brought them straight back on, and it's a different story bowling to our tail.
Thanks, everyone.